This is Radio Kate and I'm at the Langham Hotel in London and I'm on a mission to try and find out how some of London's greatest hotels are using social media and in particular Twitter. And I'm here with Rebecca Long, who's the e-commerce manager of the Langham. And first of all, can you just tell us a little bit about this hotel? You know, what kind of it's a very grand building that I've walked into. So if you'd like to just paint a picture for our listeners.
Yes, hello. The Langham has been open since 1865. It's the original grand hotel. We had a major refurb back in 2009. £80 million went into the refurb. And we opened in June 2009. And we've got 380 rooms. Based at the top of Regent Street. So we're right near the shopping delights of Bond Street. And we've been running social media since about 2010.
You are on Twitter as @Langham_London. What kind of things are you tweeting about there? Is it mainly promotions, or are you using it for talking to your guests, or just general London information?
Well, it kind of changes day by day. We don't have a set formula for our Twitter account. And when we started, it was all kind of a bit hit and miss, just kind of follow what the other hotels are doing and see actually if anyone's tweeting about us. So we'd do searches for the Langham Hotel, and then if anyone was, we would respond to them. We use it a lot for interacting with our customers or guests coming to the hotel. So last week we had a blogger actually coming to the Langham and they tweeted that they were just going on a flight and they were looking forward to coming to London and having a cool shandy. So before they arrived, we put a shandy up in their bedroom. So it's things like that. So it's just looking at what the guests want and then kind of anticipating it within the hotel. And then also we communicate a lot for journalists on Twitter. I think that's probably our major followers, which we find quite beneficial because obviously we're followed by like the likes of London and Partners media team. So we would put out a press release and they can pick it up for their Twitter and send it out to their journos.
Okay, I was interested when you said that you interact with your customers there and you do a search. I wonder, do you just search like when people actually mention you, or do you also do a search just any time people say Langham Hotel as opposed to @Langham London?
We do both. I search every couple of hours if anyone's done the @Langham_London, but we also search if anyone's included Langham Hotels or Langham London within their search, within their tweet, sorry. And we actually have a piece of technology that pulls any mentions of the Langham Hotel on the social media sphere into one place. So then we refer to that every day.
So you would actually reply to people who've just mentioned Langham Hotel or that they're coming here and be proactive about that?
Yeah, we do. We don't do it every time. But yeah, and definitely if they're asking a question.
That's great. I really like the idea of the shandy. That's a really nice kind of personal touch. What was the feedback on that? Were they pleased?
They didn't tweet about it, unfortunately. I was quite disappointed. But I assume they were. I think they got...
Maybe it was warm by the time they got here.
Yeah, maybe. Well, no, we put it on ice. But no, they didn't tweet about it.
Oh, that is a genuinely nice touch. I'm really, really impressed by that. So you're on Twitter. You say you've been on Twitter since about 2010.
Yeah.
Is that the main social media that you use, or do you use things like LinkedIn or Facebook or other places?
No, we use Facebook, and we have a YouTube account as well. Facebook, we've got about 2,500 followers now, I believe, something like that. And there's about a team of three of us managing the Facebook account. We use that because it's much more visual and you can run lots of different competitions. We use YouTube. We often get videos done by the hotel, so we just upload them to YouTube. We don't do a great deal on YouTube at the moment, but we're hoping to come up with some new campaigns to run on there.
Okay. So you've got three people looking after the Facebook. How about the Twitter? Is that all down to one person? And how much of their personality comes through, and how much is just, we are the hotel?
We have two people running... managing the Twitter account, myself and my manager, the communications director. We do have to keep it within the Langham branding kind of standards, but we definitely try and make it a little bit more casual because it's social media. We don't want to be kind of quite stiff with our responses, or else you're not going to get much interaction and people probably unfollow you.
Mm-hmm. And do you run competitions on the Twitter account, or is that again just for the Facebook?
We run mainly on the Facebook, and then we will often tweet about the competition going on to with the link through to Facebook, because it's just quite easy to set up a competition on Facebook.
Okay, so I was just going to have a little talk through the last five tweets that you've done. So I've looked them up on my phone here. So let's see. You replied to a couple of people there and thanked them for sharing ideas. This one, I hope you're feeling a little better today.
Oh, yeah, that was a guest who tweeted that they weren't feeling well whilst they were in the hotel. So, we tweeted it that hope feeling better and we sent up a card.
That is a really nice... Nice touch. I need to stay in hotels like this. It's a beautiful hotel you've got here. What else do we have here? Glad you enjoyed our oasis of tranquility this morning at your spa. So you've actually linked into... So is that the spa that's part of the hotel also has its own Twitter account?
Yes, it does, yeah. We started that last year when the spa reopened. That's got a lot less followers, about 250, I think. But I believe that gentleman had just had a spa treatment and tweeted whilst he was leaving the spa. So, yeah, it was quite good, that. And I believe one was about an event on there and tweeted. Yeah, if you'd like any more information about our possible venue, I linked through to our virtual tour, which is on our website. So that was someone looking for a venue for a summer party.
Okay, so it's not just for guests, but also for businesses and people who are looking for somewhere to hold their event. You can actually reach out to them that way. And what kind of feedback do you get? I mean, do people pick up on that and get back in touch with you?
Well, yeah, a lot of people do. I think they kind of like that extra touch, and they're probably not expecting a response directly from the Langham. So, yeah, they do. And also, it's a good opportunity to get this business in, because an event in our Rose Garden could be worth quite a lot of money.
Mm-hmm. And... with your team who are tweeting, is that just a 9-to-5 thing and you clock off and go home and then people got to wait till the next morning, or do you have somebody who just kind of keeps an eye on it overnight just in case anything happens?
Yeah, I do try and keep an eye on it overnight. We've all got the iPhones, so we do kind of watch it, but generally it is 9 to 5:30.
Mm-hmm. And what about yourself? Do you tweet personally?
No, I don't, unfortunately. No, I haven't got a Twitter account. I've got a Facebook like everyone else, but not Twitter.
So even though you see what good it does the hotel, you haven't stepped into the breach. Okay, that's interesting. Okay, well, thank you ever so much for sparing some time to talk to me. And if you just want to say one more time what the Twitter account is, so people can follow you if they're interested, and maybe say hello and get a shandy ready and waiting for them next time they visit.
Yep, it's Langham_London.
Thank you ever so much.
Thank you.